Hallo, hallo allemaal. Welkom bij de Keto Queen Live. Ik ga vandaag live met Rina van 5 Minute Body en die ga ik zo even uitnodigen. Deze live zal in het Engels zijn en is hierna natuurlijk ook terug te kijken. Ik hoop dat er heel veel mensen aanwezig zijn. Ik ga Rina even uitnodigen. Kijken of dat lukt. Yes. Hello,
hi.
Beautiful. I'm so excited for this conversation. Welcome
Me to too.
This channel in the Netherlands. For the people who does not know you yet, can you introduce yourself to us?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Rina. So I am originally from Australia. I'm the creator of the 5 Minute Body. So we basically have an online carnivore health club. So we invite people from all different diets, whether it be vegan or keto or carnivore. And the whole idea is to have tailored programs so that they can go from whatever they're eating now to a low carb or a zero carb diet for the improvements if they want fat loss, if they want to improve their mental health. And we do get guest speakers every week. So we just actually had a psychiatrist who's also carnivore, Dr. Rachel Brown. And the whole idea is really to encourage people to take care of their own health, because we all have the opportunity to be better and to also improve our own health, whether it be our weight, whether it be how we think, whether it be how we show up every day. These are all the things that we can do every single day.
Yeah, thank you. Great introduction. I didn't could do it better myself. I'm following you for I think a couple of years now, because you're such an inspiration also for me and a lot of other Dutch carnivore women I know. The carnivore lifestyle isn't yet as big in the Netherlands as I would like to see, but I think we are getting there. So it's great to have you as my first international guest on the carnivore topic. Can you tell us a little bit about your own story? Because I think a lot of women can relate.
Sure. So when I first started, I guess, my health journey, it's like, we just want to get healthy. We just want to maybe lose some weight. We want to get fit. We just want to feel better about ourselves. So about 20 years ago, when I was about 20 years old, I went on the journey of low fat, high carbohydrates. I was over exercising on the treadmill for an hour and a half, just doing cardio nonstop. From there, I slowly got into this addictive nature of having sugar addiction, where I would just need some energy because I was undernourishing my cells. And I was just feeding myself with just a lot of carbs and cereals and nothing that was of nutrient value. So I got a lot of sugar addiction. I would have times of just binging on like packs of Oreo, packs of cereal bars, even like just milk or anything that I would just have just to crave that sugar. From there, I actually got a syndrome called night eating syndrome, which is basically where you wake up in the middle of the night, you've eaten most of your calories like during the day. Wake up in the middle of the night, you go to the fridge and you unconsciously eat food. So what happens is when you're undernourishing yourselves, you tend to have disordered eating, whether that be night eating syndrome, bulimia, anorexia, mental health issues, all these different things where you're not feeding your body nutrients. Your body is very smart and intelligent to find a way to actually get its nutrients. So for me, it manifested in night eating syndrome. So I saw psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors, anybody that could actually help me, counselors. Nothing helped me, and I was doing it for about 10 years. When I reached the age of 30, I found keto. That was great, but I still had major sugar addiction. So almond flour, cookies, like keto approved, any of these foods, I was still binging on them. Half a jar of peanut butter, I was having like that a lot. So it was only when I found carnivore around 2 years ago, that's when everything changed. And the main thing was increasing red meat, increasing the fats. My night eating syndrome stopped completely. I don't even need to lose weight, but I lost weight. And it's the power of feeding yourself the foods that you're meant to be eating. So ruminant meats, butter, eggs, bacon, all these things, as women that we're told not to eat, that we should be eating. That's what I added back into my diet. I avoided things like chicken. I avoided things that were like kind of lean meats, because especially as women, we're told to eat lean meats. We're told to eat lean meats and vegetables and nuts and seeds. I completely avoided all that. And that's really healed all of those eating disorders, the night eating syndrome, body image issues, over-exercising. Now I exercise very infrequently, but I'm maintaining a body that I had 20 years ago.
Wow, great. Well, your story, I think a lot of women can relate to it, and a lot of women struggle and go to that loops of restricting, binging, restricting, yeah, following every diet they can get their hands off. But I think it's so important, and I hear you say that too, that we are going to nourish our bodies. And you also said you lost weight, but you didn't have to. But I think you lost fat, right? You maintained
muscle. I lost.
Yeah.
So I'm even exercising less. You know, I might do a 5 to 10 minute workout per day, just some movement. That's what I do. But I think it's when you actually eat a nutrient dense diet, you're actually lowering inflammation. So when you eat things like vegetables, even things that we think that are healthy for us, like almonds, they contain a lot of anti-nutrients. So when you eat all these foods, it's causing inflammation. So even like, and for me as well, I used to be so bloated, so incredibly bloated, eating healthy foods. I got off all those foods, and now I just feel a lot more energy, no bloating, mental function is good, sleep is great, all from eating the foods that we're told not to eat as women.
Yeah, because I think a lot of women also think meat eating is not sexy, it's not for women, we have to eat salads at little portions. When I'm eating, I am a big volume eater, and I can eat a steak of 300 grams, but I don't eat anything with it. So where other people binge on fries or potatoes, I only eat the meat, and it looks a lot, but yeah, it nourishes me. I know that now, but I have the same story, did keto and did very well until a certain point. And did not get rid of my chocolate binge things. And it was like, I approved myself only in the first couple of days before my menstruation, but the 2 days before gets to 5 days, the 5 days went to 7 days, and then 14 days, ooh, because my menstruation is coming. But when the transitioning to a carnivore lifestyle, it nourished my body and it healed my body on a very different level. Did you also on the carnivore diet saw a little progress or didn't you? Or because you said I did still had the bingings.
Definitely. With any of the things I suffered before, they all went away on carnivore. But I did make some mistakes when I started carnivore. Because I never used to eat red meat, so I was just choosing lean red meat, lean everything. But the thing is, what's great about carnivore is that the proteins that we have, which is in beef and lamb, they contain essential amino acids that we need. But what's very important is to have the fat. And I heard what you said about your cycles and periods, but especially around that time, when you increase the fat, that's going to help with cravings, irritability, tiredness. So what I've been doing also is a high-fat carnivore diet. So I will add, like, say, if I have ground beef, if I have 150 grams, 200 grams, I'll add, you know, 30 grams of butter. I'm increasing the fat. So that's called, like, higher-fat carnivore, especially if you have mental health issues, cravings, anything that you feel that carnivore is not quite right. If you try high-fat carnivore and increasing the fat, it doesn't have to be from butter. It can be from tallow. It can be from meats that are high fat. That really helps with cravings. And everything that I have, like emotional eating, feeling that I want sugar or chocolate, dark chocolate. I used to love like dark chocolate. Any of that went away with high fat carnivore, not just with typical carnivore, high fat carnivore helped me.
Yeah, and I think a lot of women who will start a carnivore lifestyle has the tendency to say, I will pick the lean meats like you did, like the chicken breast or... but I think also the nutrient density of ruminants is quite a lot better than only the lean meats. And also the satiating feeling that you will have after eating that. I think that is very important to curb the cravings. And there was something slipping my mind. Because the high-fat carnivore, it's also like, well, a trend, but a new form. I heard you talk about it, Dr. Bright, a lot of carnivores I follow also. I did a podcast on it myself because I like to follow be on top of the new things and try it for myself before I will teach it to my coaches. I understand that also the butter and the fats, that one stick a day is what we hear a lot about, will damp the cortisol, right?
Yes. So the one stick of butter a day, it doesn't have to be one stick. It's just higher fat. So usually if you look at your calorie breakdown and you look at your macros, so especially if you get a macro calculator like MyFitnessPal or something like that, you put in all your food and you look at the percentages. If your fat is around 80-20, that is kind of, you know, around the high fat carnivore range. And that's really, really good if you want to do any healing. Also, I have found that I have increased my calories more than I have been eating previously, but because they're coming from fat, for some reason, I have a hard time maintaining my weight. So I have to eat more, but I feel really good doing high fat carnivore. And doing that, I'm lowering my protein, increasing the fat. Instead of me having, say, 200 grams of meat or 300 grams of meat, I might have 100 to 120 grams of meat, but then I'll eat like more butter to go along with that. So I don't tend to think about calories. I try to think about the portion of meat on my plate and then have a fat on the side. Usually the type of meat is like a lamb, or it's usually beef, because lamb I don't really like all that much, but it's usually beef. It could be some eggs or some bacon. I tend to stick to that mostly. And then from time to time, if I want some variation, then I'll have that. But I think the main thing that when it comes to high fat carnivore or carnivore is that people want that variation. But I think that if you want to have success in life, freedom comes from restriction and actually having simplicity in your life. So it's not restricting calories or restricting in any negative form. Actually, if you want to have food freedom, which is no longer thinking about food, no longer thinking about, you know, oh, when can I have this or this sugar or this cake? Because when you do a high fat carnivore diet, your cravings and that feeling for the sugar goes away. The moment that you have a bit of sugar, you'll see it come back straight away. So it's not a diet that you say, oh, when I was on the diet, it worked. And when I got off it, it didn't work, because it's a way of eating. So if you have a bit of sugar, you're going to feel terrible. The great thing about carnivore is that when you eat something off the plan, you'll feel it straight away. And you'll feel bad for the next few days. And that goes to show that when you eat anti-nutrients, eat foods that you're not meant to be eating, how bad they can actually make you feel. But conversely, when you eat foods that you're meant to be eating, how great you can actually feel, how much energy you actually have. And what's interesting with carnivores, they wake up so early, 4 or 5 a.m. They have lots of energy because you're feeding your body what you need to feed yourself, so that you wake up in the morning. You know, most of us still have coffee, so we're not the coffee police saying, like, don't have coffee. But you still have a lot of energy throughout the day, and it's consistent energy. Most carnivores, they'll eat, you know, 1 to 3 meals a day. There's also the thing that carnivore is very expensive, which when you actually go and look at the price for vegetables, nuts and seeds, grains, and add up everything, it's actually more expensive than a carnivore diet, because you're actually eating less volume of food on a carnivore diet because it's so satiating.
Yeah, I can relate to anything you said here. So it's so important for women to understand that they really, really, really have to nourish their body and don't fear the fat. Don't fear also the protein, as some people also, I think they do good on high protein. But when you have hormonal problems or stress problems, or you still have the sugar addiction tendency, I think to upper your fat is a very good idea and see what that does for your body. If something is not working, you have to be flexible about it and make changes and then see what will work for you. And also what you said, and I'm also preaching that for my followers, that if there is something in your food that is making you sick, it is never a restriction if you don't eat that anymore. So if carbs and sugar is making you sick, it's not called restriction if you go zero carbs or carnivore, because you want to thrive in life and you don't want to feel like, well, I'm okay. No, I don't want to feel okay. I want to feel on top of the world. And we had a conversation before and I said, on carnivore, I felt like a superhuman. I didn't knew that I could felt so much better beyond the keto lifestyle I do now for 7 years prior. So I would love to see a lot of women to go also to try carnivore and then say it will work or it doesn't, and then you can do what you want to do. But I think it's I love it that there are a lot of people now in the field who preach carnivore. It's right. It's you have to feel it and then you know what's best for your body. Do you have some tips for the followers and people and watchers? If you want to start a carnivore, is it best to go straight away high fat carnivore, or do you have some tips for starters?
So I would suggest you actually do it very slowly. So otherwise you're going to feel terrible. You're going to feel terrible if you just do it overnight, trust me. So the way I did it, obviously I was keto prior and you were also keto. So you've already taken away a lot of those junk foods. For me, I did have avocados and walnuts and some nuts left over. And I loved avocados and I loved walnuts. So what I did was I slowly just had less of those over time, over a few weeks. It's never good just to do it overnight, because you're going to get like diarrhea or constipation. You're going to get headaches, dizziness, tiredness. So if you just, whatever foods you're eating now, if it's you're on a high carb diet, slowly take out those carbs, go low carb. Then from low carb, go keto. Then from keto, go carnivore. It can take you months. It's okay. Because this is not a challenge that you're doing for a month or 2 months or 3 months and let me just like lose like 100 pounds. This is something that you have to try if it's a lifestyle change. Maybe carnivore is too much. So there's a spectrum. If you say low carb, keto, carnivore, maybe this is too much. Anything on the spectrum is wonderful for health. Some people need it more than others to be on this side. For me, I needed it more. For you, you needed it more. But there's a lot of people thriving on keto or ketovore or even low carb. Like, for example, my background is Indian. So we have like rotis, we have like curries, we have rice, we have all these different things. So my mom, she's just low carb. So she will have, instead of her roti, she'll have like a cauliflower bread or something that is healthier than what she was eating previously. And that's perfect. That's great, because it's all these small little adjustments that you can do. If you want to do carnivore and you eventually go to carnivore, I would suggest doing a 30-day elimination diet where you just do beef or any ruminant meat, so lamb as well, or bison, butter, eggs. You can toss out the egg white because that can be very allergenic for some people. So beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. So those are four things that you can have in your diet, as well as coffee and tea. Dr. Ken Berry talks about that a lot. He's a big advocate for the carnivore diet, and they're very low inflammatory foods. So that's really going to take away all of the nasties, all of the toxins, so that after 30 days, you can reintroduce some foods back into your diet and see what works. Sometimes some vegetables do work for people, and that's fine. Totally fine. No one's going to say it's just the problem that people are eating too many vegetables and not enough meat. This is the issue. So their plate is just a whole lot of vegetables, half the plate with some starch and carbs, and the meat is so little, where it needs to be the other way around. So I'm not going to say to anybody that you must be carnivore or you must be keto. You have to do what's right for you. But the best way is to actually test what is good for you. If you're feeling great on vegan, go for it. Yes. The fact that you are aware of what you're eating, where most people are not aware, you're doing 99% better than everybody else. And anyone even on this Instagram live is doing 99% better than everybody else, because you're invested in your health and you're actually wanting to be a better person. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, and you are already on the topic of health and interesting in what we are here saying. And
correct.
Yes, I think that is a good start to go carnivore or to see what it does for you. And you said 30 days, it is the minimum, right?
I mean, 30 days, because the brain is very tricky. So if you say, I'm going to do it for 90 days, your brain thinks that's too hard. I can't do it for that long. So it's the habits that you put into your brain. If you say, I'm just going to do it one day, you tick off one day and then you get a dopamine feeling, so that you're feeling actually good once you actually achieve something. So this is what's called habit stacking, what I talk about in our membership group as well, which is you want to go from here to here, but how do you get here? You actually have to make small steps to get there. If 30 days is doable, do 30 days. If you can just do 7 days, do 7 days. But the idea is once you hit the 30 days, reassess to see, can I do 60 days? Can I do 90 days? Because part of it is doing a diet or any lifestyle, part of it is being able to fit it in with your family, with your work, with your actual life in general. So that's why so many people start a diet, they last for about 7 or 14 days and they're off it, because it's not realistic in their lifestyle. So making it a lifestyle change. The reason why you say 30 days is because it does take 7, 14, 21 days to get toxins out of your body. Sometimes, even when you do carnivore, you might have what's called oxalate dumping, where these crystals form in your body from eating anti-nutrients like kale, spinach, cocoa. There's some other foods as well, where these can form crystals in your body and can cause pain, arthritis, brain fog. So doing it for a while just to see if it's right for you. That's why a lot of people would recommend 30 days, 90 days is better, but you have to do something that's actually you're going to stick to. If you can't stick to something, do not do it. No. It's like nails. It's like hair. It's like all these things that women have. What is the point of having your nails done and it grows out to where it's like half here and then you just have a bad manicure? Like, that doesn't work. You have to do something that fits in your lifestyle.
Yeah, great said, because I think I see a lot of women who are, I think, really traumatized about diet, because they're in that loop, don't get the results they want, and does not see it as a lifestyle change. And my program, we also, I am on the spectrum of mindset. I have a very good diet plan, but mindset is the key to bridge the gap. And a lot of women, they start with a lot of motivation, but after 2 weeks, the motivation is down the drain. And I think it is a very nice, nice to say, start 30 days. You can oversee it, you can plan it, but it is the least you have to also do that for yourself, because every woman is worth it, and also every man, of course, but only the 2 weeks won't get you there. And I think it's a good place to start. I can do today, I can do 7 weeks, and after seven days, and after 7 days we will do another 7 days, but with the commitment to do it 30 days. And I think most people will love it, because if you can go from, well, I'm feeling okay, to superhuman, I think what's not to love it. But yeah, people have to see it for themselves. I also had a lot of clients who skipped the veggies at once, but then get quite a heavy diarrhea. And I guess it is the oxalate dumping. So some people do have to transition in the veggies, I think, a little
slowly.
Yeah, a little slowly. But yeah, I think it's a very nice lifestyle to do once in your life to see what the potential is of being a human. I think I can say that because it's so wonderful to not be okay with your 4 hour dip in the afternoon. It's not okay, but we accept like it's no, we all have it, but it's not how we made for, what we're made for. It's not, that is not thriving in my eyes. I have a couple of last questions. Do you do dairy in your carnivore lifestyle?
No, I used to do dairy. So that's one of those things that I used to do. And that just creates cravings, triggers. I get hungry on it, even if it's heavy cream. If it's cheese, I'll binge. So there's something in dairy called casomorphine. So when you actually have that, it's actually going to cause, and that's not for everyone. Some people can have it. It makes me bloated. It makes me constipated. The next day, can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Straight, I start to get pimples. So I will not have dairy at all. Only, you know, like butter, but it has very low amounts of casein in it. I can't have dairy. There's no way.
No, I have the same. And I am a sugar addict, like a junkie.
Oh, me too.
Dairy is so sweet. I taste the sweetness. So my brain is lightened up of that and I want to have more. So I will binge on red meat with some creme fraiche or other dairy, and I know I have to stay away from it because then I have completely I don't have cravings, none, when I don't eat dairy. But when I eat one spoon of heavy cream, I will eat the whole bucket. So no dairy.
The worst is if you try to make carnival approved desserts. So if you try to do whipped cream, just plain whipped cream, I'll make a bowl and I'll say, oh yeah, I'm just gonna have half, and then somehow I'll go back in the fridge and have more, and then I have to throw it out. So you see, it's understanding what your triggers are as a person. So I think we're very similar with the sugar addiction. I find dairy very, very sweet as well. And it's strange because for somebody else, they could think, how is whipped cream sweet without any sweetener? But if you try not having any sweetness and just having meat, you will see the taste of things change.
And if your diet is so clean with the carnivore lifestyle, your taste buds will get so, how do you say it, very, you taste everything different. And you taste all the sweetness in everything. I did just a couple of days ago, for the first time in my life, beef liver. And it was so sweet. The taste was so sweet. And I could eat it for half of it, but then it was too much. But it was very sweet. Very interesting to taste it because I didn't do it. Do you do organ meats?
I was going to say I tried beef liver. I wanted to throw up. It was so bad. It was just like, because I was doing it on Instagram or something. Oh, this is beef liver. Yeah, I'm going to try it. Oh, God, I have to swallow this now. And I just could not swallow it. It was so, I'm sorry. I don't do any organs. I just keep it really simple. I'm very basic, very budget friendly. Ground beef, or beef mince, butter, bacon, eggs. I don't even do like bacon like that much. And I have coffee as well. I do the fatty latte. No, I don't even do steaks.
No, I love my ground beef also. I always fetch a kilo and then make my burger patties or just make it like mince, and I love it. I can live the whole week of it.
Me too.
Also a good rib eye, I am very fond of as well. What I see in a lot of my clients, we are brought up with eat your veggies and then you will be healthy and eat 2 times of fruit a day. So a lot of clients of me are asking, can I have all the nutrients that I need without eating veggies or fruits? How do you look at that, and do you supplement?
Okay, so a lot of meat has every single vitamin except for vitamin C. So vitamin A, so all the fat soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K. You've got selenium, zinc, you've got choline in egg yolk, so that's really important for the eye. So you have to know that everything in your body, all your brain, your organs and everything, it all runs off fat. Fat is the main source of fuel. The only vitamin that you cannot get from meat or very low amounts is vitamin C. But liver has very high or relatively high amounts of vitamin C. The other thing is that, because that's what people will say, that a carnivore diet doesn't have much vitamin C, how are we going to get our vitamin C? The other thing is that the requirements for vitamins is based on a carbohydrate diet. So your recommended daily needs is based on the USDA guidelines, which is wrong. So when you do a carnivore diet, your need for these nutrients and RDAs are completely different. So you actually get all of your vitamins and minerals that you need, especially like from seafood and oysters. They are so high in zinc, they're so high in copper, they're so high in all these essential minerals that we actually need, especially women. If you're going through menopause, that's what you need to get through menopause, hot flushes, night sweats, all these terrible side effects. You need the fat. You need the vitamins and minerals that come from meat, fatty meat, butter, seafood, all these different things. So vegetables, while they do contain some vitamins and minerals, they do contain a lot of anti-nutrients. So lectins, phytates, all these different things, they go into your gut. They create what's called permeability in your gut. So imagine a gut lining, little holes, and then it leaches into your bloodstream. So fiber is something that we're told that's good for us. Fiber is not good for us. So there's a lot of doctors talking about this. Dr. Anthony Chafee, he talks about the fact that fiber is not good for us. And it's becoming more well known. But the funny thing is that when you don't eat fiber, you still go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you don't need fiber to go to the bathroom.
And a lot of women I know and who are clients of me, they are have the diagnosed PDS, we call it in the Netherlands, like the irritable bowel movement syndrome.
Ah, yes.
And what do they get from their doctors? More fibers. And
yes,
I have lived with that also my whole life. Like I cannot remember when I did not have pain in my tummy, but when I ditched the carbs, it was in 3 days, well, like never before. I always was bloated and then can get to the toilet or was running to the toilet. It was never not good, but with carnivore, it's the best I think it was ever. So I knew now for a couple of years, I myself don't need fiber, and maybe there are a couple of people who do better on fiber, but I am, for myself, I am very clear that I don't need fiber and I feel a lot better without them. So also that is, I think, misunderstood by a lot of women, just like the vitamins and minerals. Do you yourself supplement with any vitamins or minerals or salt or electrolytes?
No, I take Redmond's Real Salt. I don't. I mean, if I feel tired, I have a nap. If I have a coffee in the morning, and that's it. I don't need any other supplements. I mean, you know, and I think it's because I was keto for a while and I ate a relatively healthy diet. But I think if people do need supplements, they might need electrolytes, so sodium, potassium, magnesium, and that can just help with the transition towards doing carnivore. So a main side effect is like leg cramps, bloating, feeling tired. all these different things, your body just has to transition. It has to know how to break down the meat, and also your gallbladder has to produce enough bile to break down fat. So if you're eating a lot of vegetables or carbohydrates or not a lot of meat, you have to teach your body, and the body has to learn how to break down that meat and the fat. And that's where some supplements like some bile salts can help. But then that's the transition. And then once your body gets used to burning fat for fuel and understands, oh, okay, I'm just getting meat and fat and no carbohydrates and no fiber, it understands how to work. Your liver understands how to work. Your gallbladder learns how to work. Your pancreas learns how to work. Because from an ancestral point of view, this is how we are meant to be eating. We have zero requirement for carbohydrates, zero need for fiber as humans. There is no need. Male or female, doesn't matter what your background is, there is no need. It's backed by, I was going to say backed by science, but it's not, because science is crap. And I used to work in the medical industry. So if you understand the evidence behind where all these RCT trials come from, it's all paid for by big food and big pharma. So when you go into all this information, it's a very dark, deep hole. Actually, I was listening to a video by Dr. Ken Berry. He was interviewing somebody that worked for Coca-Cola. And I have to listen to it more, but it's talking about how these companies pay a lot of money to make you think that some things are good for you and they're not, because they're trying to make profits and make money off your bad health. Yeah. And so, again, if you ever think there's a need for any sort of carbohydrate in your diet, you have to do some further investigation of your own self, your own accord, yeah, to know that there is no need for fiber, carbohydrates, none of that, no vegetables, you don't need it. Not to say that they're good or bad, but there isn't a need to actually survive. We need water to survive.
Yeah. So there are no essential carbohydrates.
Correct.
It doesn't exist. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally agreeing on that. So that's we are on the same page on a lot of things. Do you test for ketones?
Oh, no. No, I mean, again, your body has a natural ebb and flow of how to do things. So the idea about testing, so your HbA1c, your glucose levels, your ketones, all these things, if you eat meat and fat, you're going to naturally producing the right amount of whatever it is in the right amount of quantities, even vitamin D, hormones, cholesterol, pregnenolone, estrogen, progesterone. These are all important steroid hormones. You don't need to test for anything when you're eating a proper human diet. So the reason why people have so many problems and why you need to have so many blood tests is because our food is so low in nutrients, and that's why you need to have these blood tests. Even when you go on a carnivore diet, you know, dentists say that you don't have to go to the dentist. This idea about checkups once a year, once every 6 months, you don't need to do it, because your dental health, actually eating meat and chewing and that form of using your mouth, is actually very important for your dental health. And the fact that from a child, when children are born, what are they fed? Baby formula, rice pudding. There's no chewing involved. And that's why, you know, even Jordan Peterson was saying that, why are people so sick and stupid? It's not a sedentary lifestyle. It's because of the carbohydrates.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I was just like, go, Jordan.
And also all the testings and it is based on people who ate a carbohydrate high lifestyle. So when you say you have too much triglycerides or too much cholesterol or too low in whatever on keto or carnivore, we do look at people who are tested that are ate a lot of carbohydrates. So you cannot say this is not good when we eat carnivore, if there is not a great group of people of 20,000 carnivores who are tested, and then we could make new baselines for that. But now it's only we do look at the same numbers of the people who are on carb loads diet. So I don't think it's very important to test or ketones or something.
Well, I personally don't, but if you like to go ahead, I have a very simple life and I like to keep it very simple. So meat and butter is all you need.
And I think also, and even if you are coming from a sugar addiction, it is so good to see food as function. It is fuel, and your body, it needs fuel or it doesn't. And when you eating clean, your body can communicate again with you. Well, we can listen again to our bodies. You're going to be much more in tune with your body. And that is what I also teach to all my women. Go and be quiet and listen to what your body says, and make a good interpretation about what you need. And a lot of women who sit on a couch with a blanket, with their chocolate, they don't need chocolate, they need to sleep, they need a hug, they need to cry out their emotions. But we think we can, we are in touch with our bodies, but I think when you eat in carnivore, you can much better be clear about what your body is telling you. Like, do you have to need fuel? No, I don't have to eat. And eating is fuel. So the simple meals of only red meat and what you like. But I think that's I don't see it as a restriction. I see it as freedom. And you have a lot of time on your hands, again, when you see it like this, and when you go carnivore, and when you see your meals as only fuel, and we make a lot of poo-ha about food and emotions and friends and family, but we miss out on the connection because we only focus on the food. And I think it's a lot of it's valuable to see food for what it is. A long story for that answer, but I hope you understand what I'm meaning.
Yes, absolutely.
So I like the simple way of looking at it. Can you tell us something about your work and where people can find you and what you can mean for women who want to go carnivore?
Sure. So I have a website, 5minutebody.com. So basically we have 4 online programs through one membership. So basically we have a fat loss program. We have a 60-day mindset program. We have carnivore leaders that join us every single week to offer us a 1-hour Q&A. We have a book club. We have a carnivore dietitian that comes on. So really this is all about helping women and men transform their life through an online means. We have a Discord chat group where we support each other, because a carnivore way is it's different. So when something is different, you need to have support, and that's what the 5-minute body is about, is providing support to people. If they want to follow this way, if they want to better their health, find friends. Whether if it's not 5MB, find another group, find friends that actually understand what you're actually doing and want to help and support you, because we need more cheerleaders in our life to help us keep going. We don't need negative naysayers. We need positive people. We need doctors and carnivore doctors to come on and say, like, you know, I have a carnivore, a cardiologist that comes on and says, so if you have a question about cholesterol, heart health, you can ask him. So it's about accessibility and making this accessible to everyone. But find a group that you like, whether it be on here, whether it be a different group. There's so many out there. Find people that you resonate with, that you can make friends with, because that's the main thing that's going to help you along your journey and to help you stay on track.
Yeah, great. I think community building is very important in our lifestyles, in the world we live in. And also when you're changing for the most people drastically, carnivore, but when you find a group of people, women or other groups and professionals who you can ask your questions, because you can get in the beginning a little uncertain about a lot of things, because weight goes up, weight goes down. Is this good for me? I am feeling tired. What can I do? So I am so thankful that you and a lot of other carnivore people are there to speak out. And I also want to say to everyone that you have a very great YouTube channel. People do have to check out your videos because I think it's so valuable what you are sharing with us, and also your ups and your downs. And I was laughing about your 3-day fat fast because you went very sick and you just share it with us. So that's very funny that you shared it and that people can see what they can expect, and you also told them I did this, but maybe you can do it so and so and feel better and don't get sick. So check that out, everybody, on YouTube, 5 Minute Body, and go follow Rina also here on the Instagram, on the 5 Minute Body Instagram account. And I want to thank you very much for this conversation. I did really love it, and I love you as a person, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you so much, everyone. And if you need more information, research carnivore, it's the way to go. Or even keto, yes. It's the way to go.
Yes, yes. Thank you and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.